U.S. pork exports hit their highest level of 2022 in May, totaling just over $655 million. The Dominican Republic has been a leading region for U.S. pork demand, seeing a 126% increase by volume over the previous year. According to Lucia Ruano, the U.S. Meat Export Federation representative in the Dominican Republic, the domestic pork supply is still highly impacted by African swine fever.
They have lost 20% of their production. So that has turned to import more U.S. pork. I was speaking last week with some of the importers over there, and they said that they don't believe that they are going to recover the numbers of productions they used to have before ASF, because now producing the meat is expensive for them.
But tourism is once again booming in the Dominican Republic, meaning there is demand for the value and flavor profile of higher-end pork cuts, promoted with support from USDA and the National Pork Board.
They are encouraging tourism to come again to the country. This month, they reached a number of more than 700,000 tourists, and that's a record number after pandemic. So they have been importing more high-end cuts of pork because they are introducing all of these new cuts into food service. We have like regular cuts in retail. Processors are also importing a lot of raw material for their products to process their products. But now we have like this new channel. We are seeing more cuts like Pork Revive, like New York, like French Shop, that we can find them now as another option of the center of the plate in restaurants.
For more, visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.